This feature, Sport in Focus, is funded by Cumasún na mBan with a television licence fee.
Now, as part of our latest Sport in Focus series, delighted to have some members of the Kilrush Basketball Club with us here in studio, namely Paul McGibney and Susan Birmingham. Thank you both for coming in to talk about basketball. Susan, tell us, Kilrush Basketball Club, big history of it in the area?
Yeah, I suppose if you look at West Clare in general, there's been a lot of basketball from, you know, back along the peninsula. There was a great Quirin team, Fado. And I suppose my history of basketball is the fantastic memories I have growing up in Kilrush. And it's really been the only sport that we played. If you look now, you know, we have Kilrush Ladies Football Club. There's children, girls playing soccer in Kilmehel. But in my day, there was only running, athletics, and there was basketball. There was no sport, football for ladies. If you did enjoy sport, you went to Curra Clare Ladies. But in general, Kilrush was all basketball. And I suppose we have to look back and wonder how it existed and how it kept going. And like in every sport, it always relies on a few individuals. And in our time, our best memories of basketball started with a man called Martin Russell in Kilrush. He was originally from Kilkee and would have played basketball in Kilkee before our time. And he was heavily involved in community games basketball. That was our first basketball in primary school. He used to come in. I went to the primary school, the Convent of Mercy, and he used to come in and to take us in fifth and sixth class for basketball training. Then we were very lucky in Kilrush. When we got to secondary school, there was an amazing setup of basketball there. There was a coach called Joe Heenan. He was originally from Ballinrobe in County Mayo. And if I look back through my life, he was probably the most inspirational coach I had and a lot of girls had. We performed above our station in basketball in secondary school. We played schools B basketball, and eventually in 1992 we won two All-Irelands under 14 and under 16, and we got to A schools basketball. And then we played A schools basketball for a few years, all my years in secondary, and we got to an All-Ireland Schools Cup semi-final against Loretta Crumlin. I remember losing very narrowly by a basket in Ennis Diamond, and I can remember how sad we were that night, but it was really top level basketball. I suppose why it was remarkable for us was because we only played on an outdoor court. We had no indoor facility when I was in secondary school. We played the Clare League. There was a type of secondary Clare League around. We used to go to Ennis Diamond. Spanish Point used to come down. We used to have a few games in Innes, a few games in Shannon. But generally, we only played that after we won All-Irelands. That's how high and we performed as teenagers growing up. But we used to be known as the school that had no indoor court, but always played in the outdoors. And we were renowned for our fast break. So that's where it all came from, really. So Joe Enahan and Martin Russell, we owe them everything.
Yeah. Paul, your own background in Kilrush basketball?
Yeah, something similar. It was Martin Russell again for us. Again, community games level. We would have loved to say that the support and the structure that's there now currently with our Clare Area Basketball Board in full swing, it wasn't there for us. It was community games again. And again, facilities were a big problem, which they are in current day. You know, there's no full-size court from... If we drew a line from Ennis Diamond to Kildysert, there's no full-size court west of that line. So, you know, even with the small facilities we have... We still progressed and we put team together and stuff like that. But again, I had done my basketball in Kilrush. Then I went a little bit, played a bit at college. Then when I came back, grew up to be an adult. My child then was looking to play basketball. Susan was his teacher and she hounded us until we agreed to go coaching. So, you know, that's how I would have got back into it, as it were, as current day. And then it just grew from there, really, to be fair.
Yeah.
Probably looking at about, we've about 200 playing in the club now. Pretty an even split, 100 girls, 100 boys. And we've added recently the academy age group, which would be the under 11s, because the CAB structure was for under 12 competitions all the way up to under 18s, which we have teams for all those. And then this year we've added a men's team.
Wow.
Which was great to be involved in. So it's quite busy.
Yeah,
we get busy, and we could do it a few more coaches as any out there.
Yeah, Susan, you'll have to get hound on a few more. But isn't that a savage motivation? Like that, it's because of what you experienced as when you were younger that you want to give back. Like I always make that point that it was done for us. Like, so it's kind of our turn now.
Yeah, because sometimes you know the season is short, it's compressed, but it's very busy, and I suppose the majority of the work in the club is with Paul and I. We have some great structure around us, but at the end of the day, we're carrying multiple teams each, and it's tough, especially with home life and everything else you do. But why do we do it? We do it because great people did it for us. And back in our day, there was so much more opportunity to play basketball than there is even now, because we had a great youth club structure. And we won 2 Youth Club All-Irelands on the back of Martin Russell's great effort. We got to Munster Finals and All-Ireland Finals and Community Games. We had girls playing for Ireland. A lot of us played for regional teams back then. We played for Connacht. This is back between 1990 and 1995. And a good few of us went on to college then and played National League. So without having the Joe Heenhans and the Martin Russells and the people around them going with us, we wouldn't have any basketball in Kilrush. Because when I came back in 2007, 2008, and moved back to home to Ireland, I started working in the primary school in Kilrush, and there was no basketball in the town. We did enter a bit of basketball in the school, but the girls always asked, can we play more basketball? Is there anything we can do? So Stephen Lee and Vinnie Lee in Stymon were putting a few tournaments together for girls. So I brought up an under 14 girls team. That was our first team ever in the club. And at that time, it was a woman called Marie Nolan that helped me. So her daughter was on the team, so she came up and she helped me. And it's not always easy going to these things because, you know, it was a new sport. Parents, you know, they didn't know whether to bring their child, not to bring their child. We used to fill the cars, up we'd go. So we had an under-14 team, then they branched out to under-16, so I had to start another under-14. So it was building under-14, under-16 girls. And then we went to under-12 girls. But teaching in the school, when I go into the classes to say, oh, there's training this evening or we have this match coming up, the boys go, what about us? Who's going to train us? So I was teaching third class at the time, and I had a great group of boys that were really, really interested in playing, but I couldn't do it myself because I had 3 girls teams going already. So they kept asking me, and I called them up to my desk one day and I said, you know what, I think your father played basketball and I think your father might help and maybe yours might too. So go home and ask them. And then I called them up again. I said, did you ask them? We did, but they're not sure. No, I don't know. And then I called them up again. Because I just felt so sorry for them because they were talented and they could go places. And then I was coaching an under-12 girls blitz down in Shannon, and in landed Paul McGibney and his wife Grace Howard to see how it all works. And that's the history of getting Paul involved. You know, the club wouldn't be where it is without him today, because you can't, it's not a one-man band. But needs lots of people to help. I have to mention Helen Crowley as well. Marie Nolan finished with me, when her children moved on, Helen came on board. And she was fantastic. So myself and Helen ran it on her own for a good few years. And then she's still with us, even though her children are teachers themselves. And she plays a more administrative role in the club. But without her, we wouldn't be here today either. But I really want to say thanks to Paul McGibney, to Kevin Clancy, and who else was it at that time?
Grace Howard.
Yeah. And they were just brilliant. They came on board and they really rejuvenated the club. And Paul is great at shooting for the stars. You know, he got our bronze club achievement there during COVID. He felt a bit out of use. So he was doing no coaching and
nothing
no training.
To do, yeah.
He had nothing to do. So he went for our gold mark standard in the club, for Basketball Ireland. So that was really, really good. So from the very infancy of having only one team, we're now nearly at every age group and both genders, which is really, really, really important, you know.
I just wanted to pick up on that point because the modern day thing, thank God it's changed, but to hear that there was a group of girls, that there was a group of boys envious of what they were getting to do in sport, it's the exact opposite of what you'd usually hear. Like
our numbers are nearly always bigger in the girls now than the boys, to be fair. And, you know, they say that they're struggling to get girls into sport, but basketball, it just seems to be the fit, you know, because under 16s currently, we're competing, we're at the All Irelands in a couple of weeks, under 16 girls and boys, Kilrush team, representing the Clare Area Board. But the numbers that we have, like I could have 26 girls showing up for training for a five-a-side team. You know what I mean? It's great. Now we have two teams, but it just seems to be the draw. You know, the basketball seems to be the fit, I think. Yeah. You know,
in there's a great fairness in basketball, because up to under 14 level, everybody has to get a quarter.
Okay.
So if you have put on a jersey and you're written down on the score sheet, you must get a full quarter, and there's two quarters, no more than three for any one player. So everybody's got to play. And that's the thing. When people go and the girls come or the boys come to play, they know they're going to take part. And sometimes in other sports, when it gets very competitive, you do get left on the sideline. And that's just a fact of life. Mm. That's when you, as a coach, you have to get your team over the line. That's just the way it goes. But in basketball, from under 12 and up to under 14, it's equal play for all. And it's a really, really good way of doing it. And that's why we tend to hold our girls longer than maybe some other sports do, because of the element of fairness. Mm-hmm. Because children and adolescents, all they want is fairness in their life, you know. So that's a big thing, big draw for them. And it's just a great sport. As you said, it's raining out today. You know, a lot of parents say, oh, basketball's great because we're not on the sideline getting wet. You know, they yeah. can sit. Now, mind you, the halls aren't warm and clear. But the players don't need it to be warm, you see. But yeah, it's a comfort sport as well. It's very competitive and it's very, very exciting.
And to be fair, there's good community within Clare as well, because, you know, we've now grown from, again, when Cab would have started, they would have started from six teams, whatever, they're now up to 10 teams, you know, so the Clare area is getting behind it again. It's quite a big family now. The basketball community is quite big.
1,400 players, registered players in Clare now, basketball.
Yeah, that's savage numbers. Like, I had Clare Cuddihy in here a couple of weeks ago.
And oh, yeah, she won the volunteer, yeah.
Yeah, in terms of the overall scene within the county, and it's quite strong. But just something that you kind of touched on there, Paul, at the start, like, okay, you get all the numbers, you get all the structures, everything's great. Now we need to build. And I mean that in a literal and a figurative sense. Like, I mean, facilities, is that the next big challenge?
It is for us, yeah. You know, we'll always get coaches, we'll pick people up here and there, and we have great parents that rally around us and do the management side of things and the kits and whatever else that has to be done. But when we go, like currently we're working out at the Kilrush Community School, which is a half-size hall, or the youth centre, which is a third size hall, I would imagine. But it's, or else it's outdoor, which is impossible now in this. So thankfully, we went to try and build a hall in conjunction with the school and the Clare County Council and Clare's Sports Partnership. It wasn't successful back then, but the momentum was still there with us. So what we've done now is we've recognised a site within Kilrush in order to build a new sports facility, as a sports centre. It's not just going to be for basketball, there's going to be indoor soccer and volleyball and all the other indoor sports will be there. So it's gathering a small bit of momentum now. We have Clare County Council on board. We have we're looking at feasibility studies and we're mapping out the area to see what else can be done in the area. And then it's looking for funding. Unfortunately, they're not cheap. Mm-hmm. You're looking in the region of probably up to 2 million, depending on what goes in, you know, on the finished product, which it isn't easy come by. But again, Kilrush being a Desh area, we're not having any facilities west of that line from Ennis Diamond down to Kildysert. It's probably not great. It would service the whole of West Clare, and that's the way it would be targeted, you know. And again, it would cover all aspects, you know. You'd have the youths, what we have, basketball side, you'd have badminton, indoor soccer. But then again, you also have the seniors and other facility users that don't have an indoor sports complex, which is, it's a bit sad.
It is, because we are the poor relations in the Clare Area Basketball Board. In order for us to play home games, we have to play in Ennis, you know, which is 40-minute drive on one of the greatest roads in Ireland, to say the least. But it is tough, and we can see it. When our youth academy is under 10s, under 11s, go to under 12s, they go to full-size courts, they get to the halfway line and they kind of look up and go, oh, there's another half.
Yeah.
And it, as funny and all as it sounds, it's tragic. Mm. And it's so, so sad. And since 2007, I've sat with parents and coaches and halls and they go, God, we have nothing in West Clare. We have nothing. And it's just hits us every time. And we go to Ennis, to Ennis National, have a beautiful court.
Beautiful.
Flannans are back up and running now with a great usable working court. We used to go to Cloche the Wirra, Dura Bearfield, Gortine, you know, for under 12 boys. We travel to Shannon, you know, once a month. We go to Kildysert, and they're so flexible in the school in Kildysert to rent the hall. Up to Innis Diamond, they have a very old community centre there, but it's a great hall. They're building a new school. I don't know how big that hall is going to be, but it's definitely going to be large enough to play some sort of age group games. But if you go, as Paul said, from Kildysert all the way to Innis Diamond to Loophead, there is nothing. There is no court that could facilitate a real game, or no court of any right size, not even three quarters of a court. Because Kilrush Community School is exactly a halfway line.
And I guess, and Paul, there probably would be a knock-on economic benefit of that, because as you talk about Innis Diamond there, I've seen and I've been told about it, the crowds that are coming there for games of even of a national significance, like, and there's much more to it than just a sports facility. When you attract people, they need a cup of coffee, they need the paper, they need whatever. So there is a knock-on for it, like.
Absolutely. And you know, I've gone to games in Innis Diamond. Stephen Lee is doing a great job up there. They have a men's team. They're competing at national level. They went to Division 1 in their national team. You know, they progressed from Division 2 up to Division 1. So they had some serious games there. You know, they were bringing big teams like Garvey Warriors and from Tralee and Limerick and Portlaoise Panthers were down. So they're and the crowds are coming. The crowds are coming. Like, I know when I go to a National League game now, I have a brother in Kerry. I have to be in the hall an hour and a half beforehand because it's full. You know, and that's all generating income, as you say. Everybody's buying their T-shirts. Everybody's, you know, a newspaper or a coffee in the town. It's still an ad, you know, economically. Now, it's a bit away for us, but we're still dreaming.
Yeah. Aren't we doing, and self? I was taught that self-praise is no praise growing up. So in Clare, you play the Clare League in under 40, under 12, under 14, under 16.
Under
18. Yeah. So it's all even age events. And then you play a cup in all those age groups as well. So then in the Irish structure, there's the AICC, which is the All-Ireland Club Championships. And the winners of the first and second in the league in each area board go to the All-Irelands at under 14 and under 16, boys and girls. So out of, say, four possible teams, out of two age groups on each gender, three of our teams had qualified to go.
Wow.
So to saying, you know, have we made any progress since I played basketball in 1990 to 95 in Kilrush on an outdoor court? We haven't really, facility-wise. Mm. But we have, I suppose, participation-wise and success-wise. We really, really have. You know, and we are batting completely out of our league. And I suppose the other clubs in Clare can't understand how we can keep going with no real facilities. But I suppose it's the love of it and the, you know, build it and they'll come. The children love it, the teenagers love it, the adults love it.
And the better facilities will have the knock-on effect as well of encouraging more to play, but then maybe encouraging more to come back. Like, you know, we look at other teams and they have National League coaches and they have, you know, national coaches that would be, you know, they can come back and help out and, you know, guide them, you know.
Run camps.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, and also we're not utilising our most valuable resource, and that is Kerry. We're so close to Kerry. We're only a small trip across the estuary on a boat. And Kerry is probably one of the biggest strongholds of basketball in Ireland.
They keep beating us this moment.
don't be running to Kilmer all the same. Like.
No, but it's what we could do if we had full set hall in Kilrush. Yeah. You know, I mean, basketball in Kerry has the same prowess as football in Kerry. They regard it in the same height. And that's amazing, isn't it? Mm. I played National League in Tralee for East Strand, and you know, even though you're only a basketballer, you're as good as a county footballer in their eyes, you know. So it would be great to have a hall that you could have challenge matches.
Could host events, have,
like, the, you know, the West Clare North Kerry Blitz. I don't know, do you go down to it from Kilmurry? Mm. But to utilise their talent and to bring, you know, we having coaches coming across to us.
Oh,
there's so much we could do, but we can't because we'd have to ask them to come to Innis.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, but it's a great sport. It really, really is. And we have to mention our neighbours too. There's a club next door to us in Coral Clare called Blue Stars. They were very strong a few years ago. They are rebuilding now, and they have an even smaller hall than us. But they're only fielding now a small amount of teams, so we have some of their players that would come in and joined us in the older age groups. So it's been great.
Like a facility would, you know, you've Kilkee, you've Curran, Carrickmacross, you've all the big, you've the whole community back there. Like it's, and you could only see more teams, you know, and the whole team progressing from there, you know.
Yeah, but I suppose a big shout out to the people that are working at the ground level in Clare Basketball, the Clare Area Basketball Board. We have very, very hard-working people. I can't start naming them because there are a lot, and I leave somebody out. But there's a lot of thriving clubs in Clare, and unlike our club, I suppose every year you go and you play them, and they have new coaches and they have new players. And I suppose that's where rural depopulation comes in West Clare. But so we have every obstacle stacked against us, don't we, in West Clare? But the thing is not to give up, and to keep going, and you know, to look back to those coaches who started us. At a very, very simple game. Basketball is a very simple game. You need very little for it. But as the modern game has progressed, we do need an indoor facility.
Well, the only bit of advice I can give you as we finish up the chat is there's going to be a lot of people knocking on your doors in the next couple of weeks that might have access to those funds that you're talking about. So I'd imagine, you know, if you throw that out to them.
Oh, God, wouldn't that be just amazing?
And to be fair, we now have a bit of a structure, you know, to our... It was a bit of a dream, but now the Clare County Council have really rode in behind us. John O'Malley there, Ian Lynch then locally, you know, the Clare Sports Partnership Group, our own Kilrush Sports Hub.
Yes.
You know, so there's quite a good group of people there that are, and it has direction now, which is great, you know, and we can see it now.
Yeah. And it's great to have sports. I remember Paul went to a coaching course once and he taught me this. So there was no football in Kilrush. Only basketball, and those that were good enough went to play with Coir Clare, and we loved it, and thanks to Coir Clare ladies we had great memories and winning championships and going on to Munster and everything. But Paul went to a coaching course when I got him involved in the club, and he said the person that was giving the coaching course said, "Welcome to basketball, the sport that quite a lot of teenagers play when they are rejected at Gaelic football."
Right.
So I felt that it was a very powering statement. But now that we have progressed, the modern game, it complements each other. And you can see that in the likes of Kieran Donaghy. You can see it in Mayo. You know, their
football O'Shea,
game.
Yeah.
Aidan O'Shea is very, very like, and Dublin as well. It's very, very like Gaelic football. And the plays and the screens and the
crossover for sure.
Yeah. So similar, you know. So it's a sport that...
And there was a day when basketball was where you went for your winter training. But, you know, now that GAA is starting a little bit earlier in the year,
it's
kind of encroaching a bit, or does it finish at all? I don't know.
But we're looking at Kilrush because we know that when we're finished, we both have one team left. They're both going to South Ireland in a few weeks' time, so that's very exciting. But I would encourage all my players to register football. Now, 99% of them play it anyway.
They do. We're pulling on the same pool, yeah.
There's another thing I have to mention. When you're playing sport in a small area like West Clare, you're using the same children for every sport. So the most important thing about sport in any area, and especially in West Clare, is that we all communicate and complement each other. And a big credit goes to Kilrush Rugby Club, Kilrush Ladies, Kilrush Shamrocks, St Mary's Athletic Club, the soccer teams, that we're not all putting on matches and blitzes the same day. We don't clash. We communicate. We never ask a child to choose a sport. And that's a really big rule of mine as well. And we all support each other in times of success and finals and everything. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, I guess that's how you ensure that longevity. Speaking of longevity, the clock has beaten us, but I want to say thanks very much for coming in to have a chat with us, and we look forward to tracking your progression over the coming months.
Thank you so much.
This feature, Sport in Focus, is funded by Cumasún na mBan with a television licence fee.